Bali's my home. There's truly something for everyone to enjoy. From the volcanoes which created our island, our ancestral rice fields, hidden waterfalls, and beautiful white sand beaches. Seeing the look of wonder in people's faces never gets old. You will discover how everything on this island is connected. Here you can slow down, relax, and find peace. Recently, this island
here's Newsline. Youth and Sport Minister Erick Thohir stated on Thursday that Indonesia is targeting a third-place finish or better at the 2025 SEA Games in Thailand, scheduled for next December. Thohir acknowledged that achieving the target may be more challenging this year, as several sports that have traditionally been Indonesia's stronghold will not be featured in the upcoming event. According to the ministry data, out of the 87 sporting events that contributed gold medals for Indonesia in the 2023 SEA Games, 40 will not be competed in the 2025 edition. Indonesian lawmaker calls for ambiguous school kitchens in remote areas. An Indonesian lawmaker has called on the governments to further expand the reach of the Free Nutritious Meals or MBG program by establishing school kitchens in frontier outmost and disadvantaged regions. In a statement released in Jakarta on Friday, he underscored that equipping schools with special kitchens is essential to ensure the MBG program fulfills its goals of improving the nutritional intake of all school children across the country. That was Newsline.
Bisikan memacu hasrat, desir-desir mimpi isyaratkan lagi dunia. Kamulah satu-satunya yang ternyata mengerti aku. Maafkan aku selama ini yang sedikit melupakanmu. Segala santun yang kau endap di jiwaku tak terisap dulu. Kini kecapan sesalku anyaman cintamu. Terkoyak buram mataku.
Kembali untukmu, sekarang nyet nari mamani, kamulah sah.
YouTube を食う세주판구원지를모아다행히덜봉구덜봉구스파니아사라
Only in Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people would gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile.Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relation in Papua.
Thank you. Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or non-Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Bang attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
Listener, Rindik is made from the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make Rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using a percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by Rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower. So, when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play Rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing Rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of boom boom dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and Rindik is usually performed to accompany the boom boom dance. Besides that, Rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of Rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, Rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called Rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Bila engkau menangis, ceritakan semua yang engkau mau. Percaya padaku, aku lelakimu. Mungkin pelukku tak sehangat senja. Ucap ku tak mengepus air mata, tapi ku di sini sebagai lelakimu. Aku layan tetap memelukmu erat saat kau berpikir mungkin kau menenangkan badai agar tetap.
a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Amundio Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Caramu tersenyum tertawa dan merangkai canda, buatku terpesona.
There is a new tourist attraction called Little Ranch Sidomukti, which is worth visiting. Little Ranch provides countryside farm with assortments of farm animals like Texel sheep, Arabian chicken, rabbits, horses,
goats, etc., complete with the meadows and dens. The atmosphere will make you feel like you are in a European-like farm. Even the barns and dens, known as red barns, are made to resemble those of foreign one. This attraction is 4 to 6 kilometers away from Bandungan Square, Semarang City Center, and can be reached in 20 minutes driving. Little One Sidomukti is open daily from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The entrance fee starts from 25,000 rupiah per person or around 1.6 US dollar. Entering the range, you will feel the cool highland atmosphere plus the view of foggy mountain range. Here you can feed the animals, ride the horses, stroll around with scooters, electric bikes, and even an all-terrain vehicles. And don't forget to taste the food at the cafe near the farm. To enjoy the farm scenery, there is a bridge and tower where you can take pictures. Listener, there is a new feature at Little Rang Sidomukti with Go Green concept called Scooter Explore the Village. This facility enables you to stroll around and enjoy the village-like scenery with environmental-friendly vehicle. Besides, there is educational tour linear to the Merdeka curriculum. The Merdeka curriculum includes a curriculum structure focusing on the essential materials that gives flexibility for teachers to teach according to the students' needs and characteristics. The educational tour offered at Little Rang Sidomukti are farming, gardening, and professional learning for school children.
Semenjak kau ada di sini. 我从老人传下的好几十年了，到现在我70岁了。
This grandma is not of a Chinese community living in mainland China, but she lives in Kampung Gedong. Where is Kampung Gedong?Visiting the region nicknamed Serumpun Sebalai, for a moment we'll be fascinated by the natural beauty of the archipelago. Yes, the exotic island of Bangka has become the destination of our trip, which is full of exotic and natural scenery, side by side with tin pits. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia team had the opportunity to document tours of local charm and wisdom of the Chinese community in the province of Bangka Belitung, to be exact, in Kampung Gedong village.
Kita pengennya Kampung Gedong itu memang desa wisata yang benar-benar desa wisata yang bisa.
We want Kampung Gedong to become a place for rural tourism, a real tourist village that can provide benefits and make contribution to regional development and income for the community and develop local economies. About a half hour drive from Sungai Liat town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, "Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Belinyu District." In front of the village, near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm. One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village. Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island.Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun.The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, "Do not enter." Wang Man, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong.
Sejarah latar belakang kehadiran Desa Gedong ini,
Historical background of the presence of this village began in 1602 when the VOC in 1602 brought in some Chinese to work in the tin mines, and they now have in 38th generation. However, the culture is still quite strong and unchanged.
In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency Provincial Government, it is stated that Kampung Gedong, Belinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Netty, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masyarakat Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kamplang crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments, Hanzi calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house, and a village temple. The view is combined with natural exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akyong, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kamplang and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil and eggs. Changman, a local community leader, continued his story about the arrival of the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong.
Kedatangan warga kita, warga Tionghoa di sini, itu terutama suku Hakka. Itu dari daratan Cina sana.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or K-Clan from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka, because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. Well, so the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here, and now it has entered the 8th generation. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the term Serumpun Sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. Well, for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xiangwongs, the Chuns, the Changs, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Liams, and many others.
According to Kuangmen, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment as when there are religious celebrations.
Kalau untuk perayaan kita di sini prosesi kubur cengbeng itu ramai dah, Pak.
When there is a celebration like Cheng Bang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be definitely crowded. Most certainly, even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Cheng Bang or the celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Pepper planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers, or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are krupuk kamplang and getas. Akyong, one of getas and krupuk kamplang makers, recalled.
Proses pertama ini dari cumi, sagu, telur.
The first process of making this kamplang is putting together squid, tapioca, eggs, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes tough. Then cut into small pieces and dry for one day. and are processed again by frying or bake, then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kampang and gatas depends on the season, when squid, shrimp or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for the product is around Bangka, Belinyu, Sungai Liat, and also to Jakarta.
The process of making kerupuk kemplang and getas by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong is still very simple because they still rely on traditional tools such as large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans, and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. Getas are traditional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong. Hopefully, the younger generation can inherit the home industry of Kampung Gedong.
Kau satu yang ku perlu. Ku rasa hanya dirimu yang membuatku rindu. Bila saat nanti kau milikku, ku yakin cintamu takkan terbagi, takkan berpaling, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Hingga ku pasti menunggu selama apapun itu, demi cinta yang ku rasakan yang hanyalah kepadamu. Percayalah, ku sungguh-sungguh mengatakan semua. Yakinkan hatimu, kau milikku, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu, oh.
Karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Oh. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Anji and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Anji and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Saat tawa ku buatmu tertawa, cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyum ku buatmu tersenyum, mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. Letih ini tak perlu kau risaukan, toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian, lagi-lagi ku pura-pura. Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu, bahagiaku, ku pastikan selalu melindungimu. Katamu aku manusia super, setiap saat terlihat kuat. Tak pernah ku dirundung kesedihan, padahal aku pura-pura. Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu adalah bahagiaku.
jawabku. Katamu aku manusia super, aku ahlinya pura.
Fewer prehistoric races have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because